All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys and Bears, the big game Sunday in Chicago, is the Cowboys' second in command. It's Stephen Jones. Good morning.
That's so funny.
Look at it. Look at it.
Look at what?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. Mama is changing Jerry Jr.'s diaper and his dingus is falling out.
Oh, come
funny.
On.
Look at it. And his Schroeder looks so red and inflamed.
Oh, gosh.
He's got the diaper rash or something. Hey there, Musers. How y'all doing?
Well, good. How are you?
Good, good. We're doing fine this morning. Doing fine.
Well, yeah.
Y'all having a good little Cowboy victory week?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's a win. Yeah, sure.
What y'all think about that, huh?
That was a crazy game.
That's what I'm talking about. That was me sub-GM in this team, and then overtime victory is what that was.
Was
that's
it? You're going to take credit.
Yeah, I'm going to take credit. That's right. I had a wild week, I tell you.
Yeah? How so?
It involved Brian Jones, Rhett Miller, Rick Renner, and an offer to call 911.
Hey, I had one of those weekends, too.
I ain't got time to tell it to you. It's a crazy story, though. Happened in a sex dungeon.
What?
Anyway, hey, listen, I just want to start off. I just appreciate y'all talking to me.
Oh, well,
instead
sure.
of Daddy.
Well,
I'm tired of Daddy getting all the major interviews. I'm glad to get some of these major interviews now.
We're happy to have you on.
Yeah. As you know, Daddy right now is currently getting his blood transfusion harvested from virgin hobos, and them are hard to find.
What? Doesn't make any sense.
Daddy's trying really hard to live longer so he can keep GMing us to many more non-Super Bowls to the age of 100.
I don't know that we all want that.
I got in trouble.
For what?
Gary Jr. and I were out racing the helicopters last night.
You do that?
We was buzzing Kelly Finglass's house. Yeah. She's the one that makes all the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she coaches them, I guess.
Anyways, we accidentally crashed one of the helicopters, and we tried to cover it up with branches and throw pillows.
Throw pillows?
But the authorities found it and called Daddy. Yeah. Hey, I need your advice.
Okay.
I need advice.
On what?
Matt Eberflus. What are we going to do with him?
Well, I just met him, let him coach more than two games, I guess.
He needs to learn how to do defense real quick, or he's going to find himself Landry the hell out of here. Remember that when Tom Landry got a barrel full of Jones Family Justice?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think we's going to win against the Bears.
You think?
I think we's going to win.
Okay.
They's 0-2. And
yep.
We got shoddy.
That's
we got
true.
The shoddy advantage. That's what I call it. The shoddy advantage.
You and like
I'm
him.
Gonna, I'm going to get Jerry Jr. a onesie that says that. The shoddy advantage. Daddy loves shoddy.
Yeah, he does.
In fact, he loves taking a shotty every time an opponent scores a tutty.
Boy, he got hammered last week.
Hey, do y'all know if they sell a book on how to poison your dad's cornflakes so you can take over a $14 billion business?
Steven, don't say that.
You don't want to do that.
I finally saw that Netflix documentary.
Oh, you did? What'd you think?
On the Cowboys. Well, you know, we see when we goes to the restaurant,
uh-huh.
Mama puts it on an iPad to keep Jerry Jr. busy so we can eat our chop steak.
That's what he watches?
That's what he watches. So I happen to glance over at it, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
What the hell happened to me? I used to be young and good looking.
Well, we all age, Stephen. We
now
all
I
age.
Got a head the size of Captain America's shield.
It happens, man.
Hey, did you know that I got a new sister that Daddy created as part of some flight upgrade 30 right. years ago?
We gotta go.
She's real pretty.
Stop it.
Sometimes she leaves biologically enhanced underwear in the hamper.
Okay. Stop it.
Steven.
Gotta go.
Bye. All right. There goes Steven.